Dear Chochem Adorim, Tespel Keshwa, Hekev Shalom, Chas, October 27, 1977, on Thursday, continue.
In his behavior, if, let's say, the Mchiach tells another person, to Kesem Vishinecho, and the other person tells him, to Kirom Veninecho, so then he's not in Madriga to be Mchiach. So what does that mean? That if somebody, let's say, he's not in the Chal Shabbos, but he's mizalzel b'tilas yadayim. So mele, he cannot be mechiyach. So he's not mechiyach to be mechiyach. Another Jew is in Chal Shabbos, but yes, yeah, I mean, doesn't make sense. Why? Because people are accustomed, you know, if the mechiyach has any flaw, any abeira, so they'll immediately resolve that. So that emanates from the viciousness in human nature, I mean. So, because we don't want to be the fiyah. But that doesn't mean that it has any basis in logic. So why did the Gemara say, Mohammed gave the day Razel, she day the fiyah, she gave the Rodom, to get the Mishnah, or you know, to pay them the fiyah? This is not the Torah talk, I mean, to pay them the fiyah. The answer is, the Gemara only has reference to strengthen the Chochet, the Chochet that involves more. Hakoye, Klole, or even Nidu. Nidu is also false Nidu. According to the Rambam Shike, so every Nidu involves Klole. According to the Raide, it could be Nidu without Chamte, it could be Nidu with Chamte. But the usual Nidu that the Gemara discusses is Chamte, so it involves Klole. Klole is force, it's violence, it's verbal violence. Klole. So, but there is the Choche, it's muter. The Chochet, the Rambam said, so there is no Yisra of Klole. So the Mele, when the Gemara says, Mo'amin yei kidei razeh mishi yidei al-Mikhiyah, it doesn't mean, Mayu Tichoche, Mayu Tempo Tichoche, tell another Jew. You're not allowed to do that. So you don't have to be a Chochetz Chaim in order to tell another Jew. You don't have to do it. So then the Mitzvah of the Chochet will never be fulfilled. It's only to apply to meet out stringent Tichoche. Tichoche that involves force, Hakoye, Klole, or even Nidu without Klole. According to Rambam Shike. That's also false. In other words, you isolate the person. You isolate, it's like tying, it's like taking a person and putting him in a room. He shouldn't be able to act. So you need a Talomis Yad, a Talomis Yad. So the Mele, if somebody would be Minabe, a person who is not fighting you, he's a Mele Yad. He's a Mele Yad. Only thing is, it's human use of our man. I mean, if he's not fighting you, so he's in the house. So it's just verbally. But if the people could be how, so it's like taking a person and putting him in a room and locking up the room. He should be isolated. So that's Talom is Yad. So the Mele. But there is the Choche. So what is allowed to do? So in order to be authorized to carry out this Choche, this stringent Choche, so it has to be in a Madrid. The Mele. But if he's not in Choyu Kosha, Ruben Amilo, so then he's not in the Madrid. But out of the Choche, applies to everybody. All right. So, this is what the Rambam says. Hashemeya haskoras Hashem mibchadeir la'ashov o'yishinit balufonot la'sheket o'yishipir l'brocha shenitzricho shu'eivya mishimeisi shim adishem la'ashov o'yishibam b'chadbrochis arei b'chayo v'lideisi. That's on the basis of the Chochet. But why don't we do it today? I mean, everyone hears how people are made shim shemayim v'atolet. I mean, we don't do it. So first of all, today, unfortunately, the situation is such that it wouldn't be a measure of the Chochet anyway. I mean, there's so much of chaos. I mean, it wouldn't be a measure of the Chochet. But even if it could be, so one has to be the Matreike to do it. Because to be Minade, that Nidu itself is our Messiah. So, but our Messiah is Mutter, there is the Chochet in certain situations. So, but he has to be in Madrega. Today we are not in that Madrega. So, vim lo yidu, hu ba'atzme yidu. וצורך להתיר איזה מיד כדי שלא יהיה מכשי לאחר שערי ידיע שנדעו, דנדל זה נעד הגרסה שערי ידים שנדעו אינם ידים שנדעו they so but even if we agree sharing the idea actually do so it has reference to the observer the hearer the shemeya the shemeya so he says we even do so who be acts by the hidden we told the hatter is in the yard the day so you mix the other sharing the idea or in the do as the do we in the idea nitzio kolayim ambinitu שערי לומדו ראשי נמרו ושבו אותם רמב״ם is very much now the Rambam seems to be say so himself he says מצורך להתיר איזה מיד כדי שנים יש לאחר שערי מיודע או שאני ידוע שאני ידוע so the reason is why you have to be matured immediately so the Rambam says that the halacha is that you have to be matured immediately. You are mechuyev to be matured, this nidu immediately. You are mechuyev to be matured. So then he says, "Mitzorek v'hatera yisiliya, kidei shol yimich shol acherim, sh'ar einei yudei ashen idu." So in order to prevent the mich shol, that's why he has to be matured immediately. V'im teima yudiyu, nimtzu kol ha'ilam benidu, sh'ar bomdu ishenu mo'ovo, u'shvu otam. So what does it mean? So what is the reason why he has to be matir? He has to be matir because to prevent the mikshol, or because if he will not be matir, so then everybody will be in nidu. Because there are so many people who are masking shemayim latorah, shemayim latorah, and the male the shemayah who is not in added the maskir, he's also chayav nidu. So if he will not be matir, that nidu immediately, so half of the world will be in nidu all the time. So is that a reason? Or the reason either shouldn't be? So the plain pshat in the Rambam is because there are two alternatives. There are two alternatives. Either, in other words, you see, because you see, the Rambam is not concerned about the fact that the guilty parties are if half of the world has to be benidu, all right, it's too bad, that's all, it's their fault, it's their responsibility. So it's not because of the hardship that will be sustained by the guilty party. After all this applies only to someone who is amazing. If someone is a sheikh, there is no aloha of nidu. Not even maski of a sheikh is high nidu. Allah has come with Hamad Shemeya, who is a sheikh, is certainly not high nidu for not being another the mask. So it's only bemazing. It's all. If half of the world bemazing is high legal, it's too bad. So we don't have to be concerned about that hardship that will be sustained by half of the world that is delinquent. So let them suffer the consequences. It's too bad. But the Rambam is concerned. I mean, the Rambam is the mouthpiece of the Aloha. The Aloha is concerned with the hardship that will be sustained by the innocent people, by the innocent Jews. In other words, because if somebody is benidu, so that means that none of his friends, of his who usually associates with him, will be allowed to stand in his aldames. Now imagine if there will be 10,000 Jews who will be benidu, so that will entail a hardship not only for the 10,000 Jews who are benidu. We don't have to be concerned about them. That's fair. That's their fault. Let them be shemre mitzvahs and yirei shamayim. But we are concerned about the hardship that this will entail for the innocent Jews, the good Jews. They will not be able to associate with 10,000 Jews. So it will be quite a hardship. So this is what Rambam says. So he says, v'tzorich la'ater esim yad kidi shoyim mikshlachir. We are not concerned about the hardship that will be sustained by the chet, by the guilty ones. But we are concerned about the hardship that will be caused to the innocent Jews. So there is in order to avoid a hardship. So there are two ways to avoid the hardship to the innocent Jews. Either by not telling them, you will be not the Shemaya, and not tell everybody else that this Shemaya is needed. So then there won't be any hardship because the innocent Jews will not know that this person, Mr. X, is Menidu. But then they will be Nichsa. They will mingle with him, standing in Baladamis 100 times a day, and it will be Isa. So that's not good. That's not a good situation. So what's the other alternative? What's the other alternative? To inform everybody and let that person stay Menidu. So then the innocent Jews, Israel and Sherim, will sustain such a hardship. They will not be able to mingle with anybody. There will be very few left with whom they will be able to mingle. So in order to avoid the hardship and not causing mikhshu to Jews, so there is one way of pronouncing the Nidu and being matter the Nidu. This is what Rambam says. So there is a special. He says, shouldn't repeat this act. So you see that the essential element here that the Rambam discusses is not me completely say, but Shlo Yarze, you shouldn't repeat this.
Rechov Aleph in the Dorm Yud Ches Cheshvan Hei Tov Shalom Yud Ches October 30th, 1977 on Sunday.
About Mitzvah Shemayu. I mean the Mukiyasi. Haskoras Hashem Vatol. Vidas Agenim Zal, not the read for the Mukiyasi. Vidas Agenim Zal, the Oha Dina Lakinuim, who you saw in the day say, with the Shova of the Tero, the Oha Amrinum Bitmur, as the Shem Lakeha Tiro, Azor of the Mitzi Shem Vatol, the Oha Isa the Hamuduch. Wo khis be kham duch de doim sham khaygab me kayishi ko be god lorai. So he says, so the Kiyis says, we da sa gin im zao, vi ho adina la kinuyi mo yitzo de kore reise. Vi pishe over al divo teo. So not only shem, but even kinuyi as well. Then he says, vi kosa provit vo zao, nirin dvori, she nidu ze elo ba askoros Hashem. Oi bikinu, של אלף דלת וחיי צדק מן השם איס המיוחודי אבל לא יאללה מזכיר לי בלעה זו שור משם איס אלו גאי הרבה וכוסף הרמב״ם ויהוד תהודי אמרינון הוא יחי בלדי סי דווקא כשהזכירו לתור ומזי אבל לא בשגי כאלו גאי הרבה ומסרם בי של איש לביקח וכוסף הלו ברית וזל נירי דבורו ולפי זה הייצה היכה בו רבינה דיבזידה הבא, וכל שיוצא אשכורס השם בשגל, צורך לא עם הבור שם כל מרחוס אלו למבואה, כמו שאומרו בירושלים, מי שאומר ברוכו שיצריכו. Now, so first he says, וידעס הגן עם זהו, דורה הדין על הכניונים, הוא יצורך לנדי סי, לפי שאומר על דיבטר. So now the words, even כנוי. Then he says, ויחוס עברית וזהו, נראים דבורים שהנידו זה, אלו באשכורס השם. אוי בקינו של אלף דלת חייץ נשים יש המיוחד אבל הוא יהיה מזכיר לך. So you can explain the Mukhi Yisef in two ways. One way is that there is a machloi kesrishen. The shita of the game is that not only meitzi shem shomayim uvatov shem that the shiva shem yishen imchoki so he's chayim nidu but even kinuyi he's also chayim nidu. Is also chayim. Then, and that's the game. And the ritva shite is that while it's an avere, even to be maskir kinuyin, like Chacham v'Chama, levatole, but nidu the list. He says, I mean, even the Ritva says, elogeya v'le. Elogeya v'le. So in other words, so the machlekes is between the Gelim and the Ritva as to whether someone who is maskir ikinu, rachum, chanun, or bishon mishenes, the Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin that the Hashem is ikirim agoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like G-O-D, or Almighty. I mean, so that is a din of ikinu. Not a shem, shem is a name. That cannot be translated. A kinu can be translated, but a shem is a name. It cannot be translated. Not only shem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be translated. Even shem is miyodo cannot be translated either. Now, for example, the halacha is that one can recite Kriya Shema bishom mishenes. It's a machlokes, Rebbein Rabbonon. Rebbein Rabbonon. The halacha is like Rabbonon, Shema b'choloshen shat shelaya. So, in order, so if somebody recites Kriya Shema in English, so you have to say like this. He cannot say, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is ours, the Lord is one. He will not be mikayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema that way. He'll have to translate as follows. Hear, O Israel, not Israel. Because Israel is a name. So it cannot be translated. Israel is not Israel. Israel is Israel. You could say that it's almost the same sound, all right. But let's say Mitzrayim, and if you translate Egypt, and Mitzrayim, so certainly will not be good, because Egypt is not Mitzrayim. Maybe, I don't think so, but one could argue that Israel is the same, has the same sounds as Israel. But I don't think so. So we'll have to translate as follows. If someone were to recite Kriya Shema in English, Hear, O Yisroel, Adishem, that he cannot translate, is Elikenu? Maybe Elikenu, we have to say. I don't think that he'll be able to say is our Elikim, because our Elikim is not a real translation of Elikenu, because Elikenu is one word. When you say our Elikim, so it's already two words. So it will not be kakosuk. So it will not be a real translation. That is a real translation. So we have to say, Hear, O Israel, Adishem is Elikenu, Adishem is one. But if we'll say, the Lord is ours, the Lord is one, he certainly will not be kind of mitzvah. Because a name cannot be translated. In other words, Yitzchok, he will say, Isaac, it's not a translation. A name cannot, only a word that has a meaning can be translated. But a name has no meaning. Even though the name originates in a meaning. I mean, Avram, oh, has a meaning. Yitzchok, or Hashemaya, Yitzchok, I mean, Yaakov, so that's in the background of the name. But then it is a name. Once it is a name, so it cannot be translated. So that's the reason why the Rambam says that Hashem is Shekirim Hagoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I have a din of kinuyin. So the Ritva says, so we could say that there is a machlekes Hashem, that the shita of the Gelim is that on kinuyin, rachum v'chanun, there is also a chiyuv nitu, kinuyim levatolo, and the Ritva shita is only on shemis, shiva shemish in muchoki. But kinuyim, there is a nisa levatolo, but niduna. And maybe there is no machlekes, because sometimes kinuyim are used in connection with the other shemes, other than Hawaii. So in other words, you see, usually the word kinu means rachum, chanuna, chapayim, chafchesed, the attributes. But sometimes you find in the shemim that kinuyim is used in connection with, let's say, adne, so other shemes, not the shem Hawaii. So the Pashtas Haloshin is Vidas Agilim Zaldo Adin Ala Kinuyim No Yetzor Manei, say that it means all Kinuyim Yivu Rachum V'Chanun, but it's not conclusive. Maybe he means The whole Adin al Kinuyim means not, because one could argue maybe only who is Chayv Nidu only when one who is Maskir Shemavaya Rabatol, because Shemavaya is Mochomo, Shemavaya, then the other Sheilas. But other Sheilas, which sometimes are called Kinuyim, so there is no need. So he tells us that even the other Kinuyim, the other Sheilas, that are relative to Shemavaya are called Kinuyim. Relative Shemavai. But, I mean, what should be the reason for that? Because why doesn't the Rukiyesev say, Avol Aritvo Zaltosa, Nirin Dvorim Shinido Zelabas Koras Hashem? Why does he say, because of Aritvo? So, Memele, you could argue that when the Rukiyesev says, Vidas Aginim Zaldo Adratinuim, he doesn't mean Rachim Hanim. But whatever pshat is the correct one, Rukiyesev, one thing is clear. That the Ritva says, Avoloy ala maskire bilaz ushomishines, elogea. Even though, why? Because shomishines, so it's a kinu. Still, it says Geyarimbe. So it's an Isa. But the Avere of being Maskir Ekinu, Livatolo is not as homo as being Maskir Eshem Livatolo. But there is an Isa. Now, so it is interesting that he says that the Mugiesev says in the name of the Ritvo, Avoloy ala Maskire Bilaz Oisho Mishenis, Elo Geyarimbe. Elo Geyarimbe. Again, so why does he say Avoloy ala maskire bilaz ushol mishenis elogerimbe? In other words, a G-O-D. So that is gerimbe if he mentioned that levatolo. Why doesn't he say Avoloy ala maskir kinuyim kirachum chanum chapayu and so on? But he spells out the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shor Lishenis. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shor Lishenis. Now, Rabbi Kveiger in the Tshuves raises a question. He says, why do we say, now the Aloha is Sofi Proches Lehoch. Why? Because of the Iser of Levator. So he says, now there is Aloha of miyonim ochurif, oma brichach mone moredal mekulem moredai pite. So that works. So the halacha is that all broches. You don't have to say davki brosh nakedesh. You can say in shol nishenis as well. You can say in shol nishenis as well. So memele. So why don't we say that if someone has a sofik, whether he's chayim lebroche or not chayim lebroche, so why should we say lehokir? Because of Sofik Broche, because of Gisa of Broche Levatole, let him say the Broche in Shon Lishenis. That's the Kasha. So what is the Teretz? The Teretz is that there are two separate Isur. One Isur is an Isur of Mitzi Shim Shomayim Levatole. Is an Iser of Meitzi Shem Shemayim Levatole. Another Iser is an Iser of Meitzi Broch Levatole. Now, according to Pesach in Rosh Hashanah, so the Iser of Meitzi Shem Shemayim Levatole is more chomer than Broch Levatole. Why? Meitzi Shem Shemayim Levatole involves an Iser Eses and Rosh Hashanah, that's a Gemara Mefureshet in Kuvvet Aleph, and Broch Levatole, so the Gemara in Broch has Daphnun says that he's in the Lisiso, but Thesis in Rosh Hashanah says that it's only a smach. So the answer is, by Broch Levatole, there is no Iser of Meitzi Shem Shemayim Levatole. Just as we are not even an Iser of Meitzi Shem Shemayim Levatole, when every time we say Anim Zmiretz, even though that Anim Zmiretz mentions the Shem so many times, because it's not Levatole, Levatole means Levatole. But when you say Shvach, when you say Piyut, even though it's only a minig, and even if there hadn't been a minig, let's say suppose somebody will compose a new piyut, it will not involve an Iser of Shemliva Tole, because it's Shvach. It's Shvach. So it's not Liva Tole. So really, every time we say Shemliva Tole, so we say Shvach. When someone says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shakir Liyeh B'Dvorei, so he says Shach, so he says Shvach, even though he's not Mechuyev in the Bracha of Shakir. But he says Shvach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Midrabonon, there is a special Issa of Bachol HaTore. A special Issa. That's according to Tesis, so Midrabonon, because the Trosh is Rasvach. But according to the Chinuch and the Rambam, it's a Trosh Gmure. It's not the Ikar Alav, but it's a Trosh Gmure. So then, there is a special Issa of Bachol HaTore. So Memele, this is a Bishol Lishenis. What's the kashi of Rav Greya? Rav Greya's kashi is, if someone is the, he has a suffix, whether he's Mechuyev Nebroch or not, why do you say the hokey? Let him say the Nachmiya, but let him say Nebroch in English. In Shol Lishenis. And he doesn't have to say the Shem. Because Brich Achmone Mored Al Mekule Mored Al Pite. So there doesn't involve the Shem either. Doesn't it? Is also Mored Al Mekule is only Kinu. Mored Al Mekule is only Kinu. Alright. So the answer is true. If he'll say it in English, so then it will not involve the Isaiah. He'll say he will not involve the Isaiah of Shem Levatole, but there is a special Isaiah of Broch Levatole. There is a special Isaiah of Broch Levatole. So Memele, so he cannot say it in English because there is a special Isaiah of Broch Levatole. So in other words, so then we have to say that Broch the Isaiah of Broch Levatole is a special Isaiah. It's not the Isaiah of Shem Levatole. So then the question arises. Now he says, "V'chol sheyotzo haskoras Hashem v'shevi, tzorech leimar boruch shem kli bachusel l'mvoed, m'shomru b'Yerushalme brochas, m'shomar brocha shenitzricho." So Yerushalme says, and the Torah mentions it, that if somebody made the brocha on a piece of pas, he made the brocha of hameitzi, then the pas fell down to the floor, and he cannot eat it. So it's a brocha levatole. So then, now, if he has to eat another pass, he'll have to make the broche again. Because his kavone was to make the broche on this particular pass. So the mele, if this particular pass fell into the river, it fell on the floor, and he has to eat another piece of pass, so he'll have to make another broche. He'll have to make another broche. This is the reason as to why, if somebody is called up to the door, and the Bokhtriya shows him the wrong place, and he says the broche, then he finds out that he has to move it somewhere. He has to roll the sevator to somewhere else. He has to make the broche again because of this aloche, because he was mischaving to say the broche on this portion of the Torah, and then he has to read another portion of the Torah. So it's like saying the broche on one piece of pass, and then that piece of pass falls down to the ground. You see, he has to eat another piece of pass. So the Yerushalmi says, so in such a case, he should say, Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Elohim. Now the question arises, if we are going to say that Broch Levatole does not involve any special Isser of its own, of Broch Levatole, but the only Isser of Broch Levatole, is an Isser of Shem Levatole, as Rabbi Kiveya assumed in the Kashe, that was the Kashe of Rabbi Kiveya. Let him say the Brocho Misofik in Shom Shemes. So it's not Hashem, so Hashem is Shekirim HaGoyim HaKodesh Boruch Hu. So the death is Kinui. That is Kinui. Even though the Ritva says that there is an Isser, even the Shem is Shekirim HaGoyim HaKodesh Boruch Hu. Apparently, I mean, the Rabbi Kiveya assumed in the Kashe that there is no Isser of Hasfor Hashem Livatolo in regard to the Shem Shekir Magoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if he had assumed, like the Ritva says, that when one says even the Shem Shekir Magoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he says it Livatolo, so Gerli, that means it's Oser. Gerli, there is no need. So it's not as Homo as Shem. So then there wouldn't be any kasha. So Rabbi Kveir apparently assumed, not like the Ritva, that the Yisair of Hasfor Hashem Shemayim Vatolo applies only to the Shemes Shemuchokim. It doesn't apply to Kinui. And Hashem Shekirim Hagoyim Lakodish Baruch Hu, like G-O-D, so that is a Kinu. So there is no Yisair of Hasfor Hashem Vatolo. So he has that kasha. Now, so the answer, of the Rigas Kashi is there is a special Isaiah on Broche Levatole. So Memele, since Al-Bedin, the Broche can be recited in Shol Shenes, and if it's Levatole, so it will be even the Isaiah. But then the question arises, so why does the Yerushalmi say that if somebody bring the Broche, a Mitzalach and Noretz, and a piece of pass, and then it fell to the ground, and he has to say, so it's a Broche Levatole. So he should immediately say, Borosh Eifri Machus Elu Moed, if we assume, as Rabbi Kveiger assumed in the Kashi, that there is no special Yisrael of Broche Levatole, and the Yisrael of Broche Levatole is the Yisrael of Shemesh Chaim Levatole. So then we can understand. So if he says, Borosh Eifri Machus Elu Moed, so if he says it immediately, Toch Kedidibo, so that means the Borosh Eifri Machus Elu Moed is a shvach on the Shem Levatol. But if we are going to say that Broche Levatol is a specialist, and the whole raya that Broche Levatol is a specialist there, because according to the Chinuch and the Rambam, so by Mitzishim Shemayim Vatole there is only an Isares. Mashenkin by Broch Levatole they hold that it's not an Asmachte. There is a lab of Lisisa. So we see that Broch Levatole is more homo than Shem Levatole. So Mimele, so what kind of a tikkun is if he says Toch Kedibur immediately Boroshek Ibachus Olay? Boroshek Ibachus Olay can be tikkun and Shem Levatole. So if he says Boroshek Ibachus Olay, it's not Levatole because he says Shvach on the Shem. But if there is a Nitzah of Broch Levatole, how can the Shvach of Boroshek Ibachus Olay remedy the Broch Levatole? Alright, now, so we have to say one of two things. Either that by Broche Levatole, so there is, according to the Chinuch and the Rambam, that there is a love by Broche Levatole, so Broche Levatole has two issues. First of all, if it is Broche Levatole is a specialist, and the Raya is from the Chinuch. The Chinuch Shitei is that by Shem Levatole, the Chinuch says in so many words that by Shem Levatole is even an Esse, and by Broche Levatole is even a Lav of Lisiso. So, Luis, so Broche Levatole is more homo than Shem Levatole. So that means that by Broche Levatole, according to Chinuch, there is a special Isaiah of Lisiso. But every Broche Levatole involves an Isaiah of Shem Levatole as well. But then you ask, why should it involve a Shem Levatole as well? Why is it different? Why is it different than piyut, than anus mireis? We mentioned the Shem in anus mireis or in Shira Yichu. So we mentioned the Shem so many times. The Shem Shem Nimcha, we mentioned. The answer is because it's not Levatole, it's Shvach. So when you say איש רוח למטה, ליום זה זה שווח, הוא ניסי ברוך אתו עד השם, מלכי מלך הולו, שעקוי לא יהיה בדברי. So even though you don't drink water now, but you still say שווח, and the Rebbeinu של הלום. And the Rebbeinu של הלום. So, ממילא, so why should there be, an Isser of Lysiso? So it should be an Isser of Lysiso. The answer is, Inuch Nami, every time a person says a broch levatole, since a broche is not nita, is not nitenes to be recited levatole. Broche is nitenes to be recited over a certain occasion. That is the halacha of broches. You don't recite broches just like that. But there has to be a certain occasion to be mechayel v'broche. So let's say when you are nene from Meichel, from Mashke, from Reach, or certain occasions, certain Ries, and so is mechayel v'broche. So a broche is not nitenes to be recited just like that. So mimele, whenever you recite the Shem, when it's not needing to be recited, there is an Iser of Shem Shemayim Vatole. And then there is another Iser of Boach Levatole. Boach Levatole, according to the Chinuch, according to Teisves in Rosh Hashanah, there is no special Iser. There is no special Iser of Boach Levatole. On the contrary, Midraise, it's not us altogether, because it's the Derech Shvach. But the other Rishonim, Achilik and Teisves, they hold that even when you say Broch Levatole, you are still Evei or the Iser of Shem Levatole as well. But, according to Chinuch, so Broch Levatole has two Isurim. First of all, the Iser of Shem Levatole, and then also the Iser of Leisis. But it always involves, Broch Levatole always involves an Iser of Shem Levatole. But you'll ask, so why isn't there any Iser of Shem Levatole by Piyut? The answer is, there is a haloche of the Hisi Losech. According to some Bishenim, so the mokeir for Halel Midraise is the posik, the Hisi Losech. That's the Shite of Rabbi Yoah Zokin, that's the shite of Rabbi Avrom Bnei Shel Rambam in his tshuve to Rabbi Daniel Ababli. He says that v'hisi losecho is the mokeya for a kiyum of halal midraisi to say shvach. So b'meile v'hisi losecho implies that whenever you say shvach under the Bnei Shalom, there is a kiyum mitzvah. So in other words, the Shem is nitan to be niskar b'teir ha-shvach. It's nitan to be niskar b'teir ha-shvach. There is a kima mitzvah. So b'meile there is no iser of broch of Shem levatole. How could there be an iser of Shem levatole if there is a kima mitzvah of giving shvach? So when someone says anim zmireis is not a simple thing. Anim zmireis. So, anim zmireis is shvach l'akodesh boku. So there is a kiyum of v'hisi losecho. So mimele, the Shem is nitam to be said, to be niska, b'teir ha-shvach. So, it's not levatole. Mashein kein, but the Shem is not nitam to be niska in the tifes ha-broche, in the form of broche b'teir ha-shvach, unless there is a kiyum. There is a certain occasion where the chuyev. So it's not nitam. So then, since it's not nitam, and there is no kiyuma mitzvah of the hisil asecho, so memele there is a nisea of mitzvah shem shemayim vatole. So memele the yosh. So that means. So the pshat yoshalmi is as follows: Mishomu biyoshalmi broches, mishomu abrocho shenitzricho. So then you should say boroshik with machusel olayev. But the question is, if there is a special Iser, so how can the saying of Bor Shem Kvod Malchuse Lelom Voed be misakei? The answer is no. There are two Isos. First of all, there is a special Nisaya of Bracha Latov, and that it could be Nisakim. But every time he says a Bracha Latov, since there is a Aloche, that the Bracha is not Nitenes to be said just like that, but it's Nitenes to be said on certain occasions. Unlike the Shem by itself, the Shem by itself is needed to be said any time because of the Gzeres HaKosuv of Vihisilasecho. So, Mimele, every time one says Ibrochel Vatole, besides the Iser of Ibrochel Vatole, he's also Iver, the Iser of Shemu Vatole. That is implicit in the Posik of Pesani Shemu Vatiro. So, Mimele, Yoshalme tells us that if somebody unintentionally said Ibrochel Vatole, so he should say immediately Tochkin Dibu Borshik with Makuselum Voed, in order to remedy the Chola Poches, the Avere of Shemul Vatole. He couldn't remedy the Avere of Brochel Vatole, but he could remedy the Avere of Shemul Vatole. That's one way of explaining it. Another way of answering, of explaining that Yerushalmi is that even though the Gemore in Broches Dafnun, in Aleph, says that when someone says a Brochel Vatole, he's able to see so. So now the Rambam, as I mentioned, the Rambam in Parsha Yisrael, he says that Meitzi Shem Shemayim Vatole is also able to see so. Meitzi Shem Shemayim, not like the Chinuch. The Chinuch Shiti is that only Brochel Vatole, but Shem Shemayim Vatole not. But the Ramban Shiti is that even Shem Shemayim Vatole. That even Shem Shemayim Vatole. So Mimele, we could say, according to the Ramban, we could say very simply that in Chaname, the whole Isaiah of Brochel Vatole is an Isaiah of Shem Shemayim Vatole. But if you say it shvach, not al tifes abroche, so then the Shem by itself is needed to be niska b'tira shvach because of Yisrael Sakosu b'Yisrael Asecho. So maybe there is no isa, but it's the Shem is not needed to be niska al tifes abroche in the nusach of ibroche, except on certain occasions when there is a chiyuv, or there is a special kima mitzvah of broche, like Shechionu on certain occasions, which is a mitzvah of Rishus, so there is the Chol HaPoches, a mitzvah kiyumis of a broche. So that's why there is a nisya of Meisi Shishma Latore. But according to the Ramban, so the reason is why by broche Latore is Eivya. The reason is why by broche Latore he is Eivya, the Isaya of Resiso, because Shem Levatole is Eivya. By Shem Levatole is Eivya. But then you ask, so why are you allowed to say the Shem in Amisbiris? The answer is because the Shem is needed to say the Tereshvach. That's a period. Mashenke in Broche, in the form of Broche, it's not Nita. So the Melee, he cannot say in English, because if he's not Mechuyev, so Mele, it's not even needed to be said in the form of Ishvach, even in English. So Mele, he'll be Eivya, the Yisya. He'll be Eivya, the Yisya of Brocha Levatole. He'll be Eivya, the Yisya of Shem Levatole. Now, then, something else. Rav Gveya's Kashe is based upon the premise that on Kinuyin there is no Yisya of Haskor Shem Levatole. But according to the Ritvo, even on Kinuyim there is a Nisar of Haskor Shem Latole. Only there is no Nidu, but a Nisar there is. So we can very simply answer the Kashi of Rabbi Gveya. Because even in Shor Mishemes, if he's not Mechoye, so even in Shor Mishemes, there is, so it has a Din of a Kinu, there is also a Nisar to say it with Latole. There is also a Nisar to say it with Latole. Now, why does the Ritva say Avoloya la maskire bilazu shol mishenis elokei avidei? Why does he mention it only in connection only in connection with the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shom Shemes. Why doesn't he mention it in connection with Rachum and Chanun and Rachapayim and so on? So the reason is why the Ritva mentions it only in connection with Shemes HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Shom Shemes, not in connection with Rachum and Chanun. So it could be because actually the reason is there. The reason is there of Shem Batol or Imankim, but the only reason as to why it's not osea to say the Shem, let's say impiety, is because but impiety we allow to say even the Shem Amish, not only Kinoi. Why? Because it's not Levatole. Because there is Shvach. On the contrary, there is a Kima Mitzvah of Behisil Asecho. So Mimele, every time you say Rachum, so it's not Levatole. Because what is Rachum? Rachum is the descriptive of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whenever, every time you say Rachum in respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you ipso facto say Shvach on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mimele, for the same reason that there is no Yisrael of Meitzishim Shemayim Vatola, in mentioning the shame in Anim Smirets. Why? Because you say Shvach. So every time if you say Rachum, even if you say just Rachum by itself, so you say Shvach, so it's Legora than saying the Shem in Anus Mirens. Because Rachum is descriptive of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you say Shvach. So that's only Shayach. That's only Shayach. But if you know meaning, that's the shame is shekeirim agoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So mainly you don't say Shvach when you say G-O-D, so then you don't say any Shvach. In English it doesn't have in English it does not have any meaning. It does not have any meaning. So mainly there is a nisar of Meitzishim Shemayim Vatol. So in other words, one has to be careful to say the G-O-D without Shvach. Unless you say, when you say, let's say the Creator, or you say Almighty, so that has a meaning. Almighty means most powerful, omnipotent. So it has a meaning, so you say in Shvach. So it's like Rachum Lechanon. So maybe it's not Levatole. But when you say G-O-D, so according to the Ritva, it's also. Now, but the Nachkimina would be, we could visualize a case where someone would be made to behave at the Yisrael of Meitzishim Shemayim Levatolo, even in connection with with kinui. The Rambam, kinui mevrachim v'chan. Rambam mentions in Perikvot Milches Talmud Torah Haloche Yudalet the Chodalet Vorim that Minadin is Odom, so he mentions Mesi Shem Shemayim Vatolet. So the Loshon Rambam is Yud Gimu Hamaskir Shem Shemayim Levatolo Oy Lishvuo B'Divrei Havoi. Now what does the Rambam mean? Oy Lishvuo B'Divrei Havoi. When the Rambam means Lishekeh, so he shouldn't say Divrei Avoi. Or does he mean, so he means Emes. So if he means Emes, so why is it Oseh? Why is it Oseh? The answer is, the Rambam says, Hamaskir Shem Shemayim Levatolo Oy Lishvuo B'Divrei Avoi. Nonsense. Let's say, he talks nonsense and he mentions the Rebbeinu Shalom's name. And he mentions the Rebbeinu Shalom's name. So then he's Eveya, the Yiseh of Maske Shem Shemayim Vatol. Even though he's Nishbalemes. Let's say, he tells his story that he ate yesterday, he ate 10 times. And his friends don't believe him. So he takes his shmur. It's Emes. He ate 10 times yesterday. Assuming that he ate. So he says it. So he since he mentions the Rebbeinu Shalom's name in the course of his shmur, that is Laboy without any purpose. So Mimele is Ever the Yiseh of Maskir Shem Shemayim Levatol. Is even the Yisrael of Maskir Shem Shemayim Levatol. Now, so it's Mistaber. There is a raya. I mean, from the Yerushalmi. There is a raya from the Yerushalmi Shvuah, but I don't want to go into it. That even if someone will take a Shvuah and they'll mention the Rebbeinu Shalom's name, Akinu, Rachum, Chanun, not the Shiva Shem Shem Kaki. But if the Shvuah will be taken in connection with Divrei Avoi without any purpose, so he'll be a Meitzi Shem Shemayim Vatol. And even if he'll say Rachum. So when do we say that whenever someone says Rachum, he's not even an Yiseh? If he just says Rachum, so Rachum by itself, not in connection with Shvuah, is needn't to be said. It's needn't because of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of the Yisi Vosecho. Basherim came if he says it in the context of Yeshua. In the context of Yeshua. So there it's not written. If it's not written, so even though he says Shvach, for the same way as we say Ligabi Brochel Vatole, in explaining the Yerushalmi, that when one says Brochel Vatole, he's even the Yiseh of Meitzi Shem Shemayim Vatole. Of Meitzi Shem Shemayim Vatole. And the raya is that Yerushalmi says that if he reminded himself that he said Brochel Vatole, he should talk in Dibur, say Borshe Kvimachus Elvoye, in order to remedy the Shem Shemayim Vatole. He couldn't remedy the Brochel Vatole. He could only remedy the Shem Shemayim Vatole, not the Brochel Vatole. So what the question is, so how does he, why should he behave in Yisrael of Shem Vatole? The answer is because it's not written. When you say in Amos Miras, then it's written. So when is it written to be said just in Shvach? But it's not written to be said in the context of the Broche. It's not written to be said in the context of Yeshua. In the context of Yeshua. Or let's say, suppose someone will mention Rachum Vechanu in the context of Klal. Now, Hamikal Lechot Mi Yisrael, so he's Chayim. So, Hamikal Lechot Mi Yisrael, Does someone have the Rambam? The Rambam, the last Chelik Rambam, the Sanhedrin. Thank you. Amikal lechot mi Yisrael. So he's Chayiv Malkis. So when he's a Chayiv Malkis, only if he's Masker Hashem. Masker Hashem. So the Rambam says even if he's Masker Hashem, so he's Chayiv Malkis. But suppose one is Mikal lechot mi Yisrael, and he's not Masker Hashem or Kinu, in conjunction with it, so then he's not Chayiv Malkis. Now, the halacha is, v'nosi b'amchol yisoyer, b'eisi ma'isei amo. But if somebody is mikal l'roshem, so then he is not eivir the love of l'sikal l'cherish. But it's a dover poshut that if somebody will be mikal a roshem or an akum, and he'll mention the Rebbeinu Shalom's name, even if he'll mention a kinu, he'll be eivir b'eisei out of meisei shem shamayim v'atole, because the shem is not mitten. There is certainly no kima mitzvah of Yisil HaSecho to mention the Rebbeinu Shalom's name in the context of a Glolet. So Memele, since it's not mitten to be Niska in the context of a Glolet, so there is a Niser of Meitzishin Shemayim Vatole, even if he mentions Rachum Lechamu. And if he mentions it in Shvuyeh without any purpose, if he mentions that nishwe that he takes likayim samitzveh, so then it is written because there is a kimar amitzveh of nishbati v'akayimo lishna mishpil esetkecho. But if somebody will take a shvuyeh just for nonsense, so mele, even though it's emes, so the shem is not written to be nisker in such a context. So mele, it involves a niser of mezi shishmayim v'atore. So even if he'll say Rachum, so in Beiva Nisa. And possibly, according to the gaining, so he'll be Chayiv Midatu. That depends what the gaining mean when they say Kinui, whether they have reference to the other Shemes, not Shem Havaye, or they have reference even to Rachum Echam. Now, the Rambam in Perek Chavov Milchas Sanhedrin, Haloche Kibul says as follows: Hamikalel Atzmei Leikek Moishikil Lachirim, Shenema Rishom Lecho Ushmen Afshecho, Ve'echod Hamikalel Atzmei Lechaveire Yoinosi Yoidayim, Ene Leike Atchi Yikalel Bishen Rashemis, Kim Kyo Elikim Shakai V'chayitzbe, Oy Bikinu Nakinuim, Kim Chanu V'kamu V'chayitzbe. Hoyu v'chayev im kilu b'chol hakinuyim, kach im kilu b'cholo she'im chayev, sh'ashem eish ekirim v'em agoyim l'akodesh boruch hu, harei en kichol hakinuyim. V'yoru bo'y shvue bo'y klole bo'y nid. So the Rambam says, now the halacha is that lafshem b'maisein leikin olof. Lafshem b'maisein leikin olof. So the question arises, why is there malkes for Nishbala Sheker and Nishbala Shor and also for Mikal Chaveire. So the Yerushalmi Shue says the reason as to why Malkes for Shua Sheker, Shua Shor, and that is mentioned now in Gemara too, is because Kelinake Adishem Lekafis Yisro Shmuel Shor. So Bezni Shalmailo Minaki, Abu Bezni Shalmato Minaki. That means Malkis. That is mentioned now in Gemara. And the Yerushalmi Shmuel says, how do we know that Mikal Chaveire Bishem is Chayiv Malkis? Because V'hiflo Adishem is Makasech. This is a Makasech. So in other words, otherwise there shouldn't be any Malkis. There shouldn't be any Malkis. Why is there Malkis? But why shouldn't there be Malkis for Mikal Chaveire? because it's a lakshem maise. The people is not considered a maise. But there is a special zersakosu v'hifu ad shemes makesecho. So it appears from the Yerushalmi, in Shavuos that the chiyuv malkes is really for the chiyuv malkes is for the composite avere of klole and meitzishim shemayim v'atov. For the composite avere, not just for meitzishim shemayim v'atov. If it had been just for meitzishim shemayim v'atov, so then. So then every Mesishim Shemayim Vatore should be Chayim Malkes. But the Chayim Malkes is for the composite Avere of Klore, Mesishim Shemayim Vatore through Klore. The composite Avere of Mesishim Shemayim Vatore and Klore. So the Rambam says that if someone is Mikal Lechot in Israel, or even a Satsme, with the Shem, even if it is coupled just with the Kinu, like Rachum and Chanun, so it's Chayim Malkes. The Raivet is Chayim. Omer Avroam and Eleike, Elo B'Shem HaMiyuchet, V'yoche Yise B'Yerushal. V'yoche Yise B'Yerushal. He doesn't mean Shem HaMiyuchet Davke Shem Havaye. Shem HaMiyuchet, he means the Shem Yishen Mimchoki. So that's all Shem is HaMiyuchot. Lafuke Kinuim like Rachum and Chanun. So it's Chayim and Ram. What does the Yerushalm say? The Yerushalmi, all that the Yerushalmi says is that the Chiyuv Malkes for Mikal Echot B'Yisrael is based upon the combination of Klole, Klolas Echot B'Yisrael, and Meitzishim Shemayim V'Atole. Meitzishim Shemayim V'Atole through Klole. So there is the Chiyuv Malkes. So Memele, apparently, the Raivet was Chilek on the Ritva. The Ritva Shite is that the Yisrael of Meitzishim Shemayim Vatole applies even to Kinuim. Shei Yishikinim Makoim Agoim Vakodesh Boruch. But there is no need. But there is an Yisrael. Now Rabbi Kveya on the Kashi assumed not like the Ritva. It seems that the Raivet agrees with Rabbi Kveya. And the Raivet Shite is that the Yisrael of Meitzishim Shemayim Vatole applies only to Shein Meitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't apply to Genuim. Since the Yerushalmi says that the Chiyuv Malkes, the Chiyuv Malkes for Klole is the for the composite Avere of Klole and Hatzkorashim Shemayim Vatole. So the Mele, where is a child that one should be Mechuyev Malkes by Mikal Lechot Yisrael only if he mentions the shame of the Shemes HaMichodim, not if he couples the Klole with the Kinu. But the Rambam Shite is to the contrary. Why? Because the Rambam Shite is like the Ritva, that the Yisrael of Meitzishim Shemayim Vatole applies not only to Shemes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it applies to Kinuim as well. So then you ask, so how are we allowed to say Rachum Chanun? The answer is, in the same way as we are allowed to say the Shemes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamesh in Anus Mireis, because it's needed to be Nisker in the context of Shvach. So whenever we say Kino of Rachum Chanun, there is always Shvach. There is always Shvach. So Mimele, if he says that it's only Shayach, if he just says Rachum, but if he says Rachum in the context of Klole, so then, even though there is Shvach, but the fact that you are Maskir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name or HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kinu, in the context of Klole, where it's not needed to be Nisker in such a context. So that involves an Iser of Meitzishim Shemayim Vatole. So if you say it in connection with Klola Sechot Yisrael, so mainly it constitutes the composite Avere of Klole and Ashkorashim Shemayim Vatole. That's why it's high. But as far as the love of Lesikal Cheresh is concerned, so one would be able to love even without Maskir a Shem, even without being Maskir a Kinu. But love Lapshein b'maise, so there is no malchus, but there is a special zersakosuv of hitla the shemes makisecho. If there is the composite avere of klole and this haskora shishmayim matole, then there is malchus. So according to the Raibe, when is there the composite avere of klole and haskora Hashem? Only when he's masker the shem. Mashenkin, if he's masker just the kinu, there is no iser of haskora shishmayim matole. In other words, he's chayuri kan the ritvo. But the Rashid and the Rambam is like that. Yes, what?
Why can we say in the
Rambam
that he agrees with the other Rishonim? It's not a composite lock, except it's not a full lock, except that.
Why not?
That's for us Hashem. We could agree with the other Rishonim.
No, but Kinu, if the Rambam agrees with the
Rambam. But this lock is only there by the day there at Hashem. There at Hashem.
No, why should we say that? Why should we say that? If there is a Nisa. If there is a Nisa. If there is
a Nisa.
You mean the Ritmo? I mean, so the Rabbi is really kind of Ritmo. You see that the Rabbi Gregia assumed not like the Ritmo, Rabbi Gregia. So the Rabbi is really kind of Ritmo. Alright, now we're up to the Gemara. Omar Rab Gidlo Omar Rab, Talmud Chochem Minad El Atzmei, Umeifel Atzmei, Umeifel Atzmei. Now, when I said the G-O-D, is not a shvach, I'm not sure about that. It could be that any name that is used in Shom Mishenis, Legabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so by itself it is shvach. That could be, but I'm not sure about it. Alright. Omer Rav Gidlo Omer Rav, Talmid Chochem Inadel Atzmei Umeifel Atzmei. So the Gemara says, Pshite. Mao Vitein. In Chomish Materatzim Bissasurim, Komashvon. Hey, Chedom. Kehodi Marzutre Chaside, Kimichayev Barbirav, Shamte, Mishamit Napshi Bereishay, Yehoder Mishamit Barbirav, Vichayev Beisei, Shor Linafshay, Vehodo Shor Alei. Vehodo Shor Alei. Now let's see the Rav. Talmid Chochem, Minadu Atzmi, Meifa Atzmi. Koshava Rajbozal, die darf geichet lehave bami ki hode marzutre die mit des chsides bealme mischum nikra di bar birab have misham et napsh avo kishe nidu atzme yal dobo shu yechaye volo nidu lo yiko imenu lehate atzme vi yikshu olov im kei heiche makshele yashas pshite mikame di hode marzutre adarabe havo meim aramay so the Rashba shite is that when can a person be matched his own idu, so only when he was minadi himself, maybe the chassides, when he was not chayav nidu. So since it was in the chassides, the self-imposed nidu, so maybe he can be matched himself. Mashein kein if he's chayav nidu, then the person himself who is misnadi by himself cannot be matched his own nidu. So, Avok Shemit al Atzme al Dobo Shoe Chayo Nidu Lekum el Atras. Vip Shoe, im Kineich Amak Shla Shas Pshite, Mikam el Doma, Ki Hode Mar Zutre, Ad Rabbe, Havu Vimim Ramay. So the question is, the Gemara said here, Pshite, if it is true, as Drashba says, that when one is Mechuyev Latzme, that one is Mechuyev Latzme, so, if when one is real mechuyev nidu, so he cannot be matel atzmei, and Rav Gidlo did not spell out in his memory Talmud Chochem natel atzmei meifel atzmei, in a case where it's only mitzad milchsides. So why did the Gemara say pshite? On the contrary, the Gemara should have the kashi amai. So true, then the Gemara says ki hodi marzut rechside. But Rav Gidlo Omer Rav doesn't mention in his memory that he has reference to the case where he's not mechuyev nidu. Lifichach amru, di bechol inyan shel nidus atzmei, meifel atzmei, v'chein das Rambam zal, v'firin zayin lechtam atev, v'roi yisil mitzvas miforshi, shekosru lo yigasinon pshite, elo hoche gasinon, u'meifel atzmei, ki ho, u'limi. So the Gemara doesn't even ask Pshite, so then there is no kash against Rashi. Or Mishi did escape, the Rashi was Nechem in the time. So we have a machlekes between the Rashi and the other Rishayim as to whether when someone is not atzmei, in a case where he's mechuyev nidu, can he be matir or he cannot be matir? So according to the Rambam, he can be matir, according to the Rambam and Ram, and according to the Rashbo, he cannot be matir. Alright. V'chayu ribeisei, shor l'nafshe v'od ha-shor, kidei shor instor chup mebeisei l'ischachet v'nenu, u'mihom ha-shma, v'minu de'af v'od mebeisei le'yag b'ni. So the Ram says, why was he matir? The needle immediately before he enters his house, in order that the Nibai shouldn't have to stay away from him. So, in other words, because there is a machlekes rishayim, the Eloi, my kaili beisei. So, why should he be matter himself after all the Nibai is sanatosa to stand in his daladamis? Actually, there are three shittes rishayim. There is one shite that everyone is also to stand in the Adamas of the Menude, even the Menude's own wife. Then there is another shite that the wife, because ishteki gufe. So it's like standing in her own Daladamis. So Mele, the wife is not also to stand in the Daladamis of the Menude, of her husband. But the children are also. That's the second chitte. Then there is a third chitte that not only the wife is muteres to stand in the Daladamis of the Menude, even the children. But other Nibayis, suppose he has many Nibayis. Let's say there are many people who stay in his house all the time. They are also. And then there is a fourth shite that not only the children, but all the Nibayis, in other words, even strangers, if he keeps in his house strangers, so they too are allowed to stand in his altamis. So actually there are four shites. So he says, Umihom Ashma, the Minude Afrut Nibayis in the Yajibidi, the Loi Mike Alibayis. That even though the children are also to stand in the Lamas, but the wife now, the Ishtain Chayevis Linek Benito, Vitae the Milsem should be Ishtikibu, Vitae Klo, Midi Boilo, and the Ferik Velo Migalche, Minude Mau Vitash Mishamito, the Mishte Chayevis Linek Benito, Mike and Boilo, Pshite, the Afilukiro Balmosa, Elovada Ishtem Teres. So the shaila is, maybe the menude mitzad aveilus is also mitash mishamito, but mitzad the isha herself, so there is no aveire, because she's allowed to stand in his alamas. We have shalitris raizu. But there is a shittes rishonim that even ishtei is asuro to stand in the alamas of the menude. So what do they do in the abayu gemara of menude ma mitash mishamito? We have shalitris raizu. Da filim timzalei ma diishte chayeves lenei benidu mishkachas lilayin baye b'minude lira acheres sheni b'minude lirei da filo hoche hu atzme b'minude hu v'yi nise d'minude oser b'itash v'shamito hu atzme yoser b'itach afal pi sheni ishte muteres. So the Ram says there is no raye mochachas from that Gemara. We can say that everybody is also to stand in the Aladamas of the Menude, even the Menude's wife. So why can there be, how can there be a Babayev where the Menude is Muta Bitash Mishamito or not? He should be also Bitash Mishamito because of the Iser of his wife. He'll be Machshil his wife in the Iser of standing in his Daladamas. So that can be visualized in connection with the case of minuta liracheresh in minuta liire. Now, there is a Gemara. The Gemara says, minuta liracheresh in minuta liire. Now, what does it mean, minuta liracheresh? Minuta liracheresh means that, let's say, that if a person is a regular resident in town number one, and then he visited town number two, and he acted and he talked very disrespectfully to the inhabitants of town number two. So then, the inhabitants, the tzibur of town number two, have a schus to be menadeh. Why? Because there is, besides
besides the halacha of kavod abrius, first of all, there is a halacha of kavod abrius that every person is mechuyev to be nei kavod in every other person, whether he's a Jew or he's not a Jew. That's the halacha of kavod abrius. So I mean that is the drosh in the mechilte. V'lisale, Rashi mentions it. V'lisale v'malis al mizbech yashalu isigole al vosfor. So the Mechilta says, "Va'ribvorim kalvchemer, u'ma avonim halolu sheim b'em das lehakpid al bizeno, omrotero hoyu v'yeish b'em tzerech, v'yisinak b'em minet bizoye, chaveicho shehu musyei tzricho, u'makpid al bizeno lachastam olecham." So in other words, not to be mizalzel in the kovid abrius of any person, and kovid abrius even more than the chovim is deich abrius ad rabbonim. Kovid abrius. Even when in the Chovim the Gemara says in Broches. So that's Kovid abrius of a Yochid. Certainly Kovid abrius of a Tzibur. So the Gemara in Seite says Le'ilom tehei emes ha-Tzibur olach. Sha'arei kehanim achir when they bless the Jews, so achireyem kelapi shchinom upneyem kelapi ha-Tzibur. And then the Gemara mentions the Posik. So there is a halacha of imes atzibur. In other words, one has to pay respect for atzibur. So mimele, this halacha, if someone, let's say, a resident of town number one, if, let's say, he's very abusive towards the residents of town number two, so the residents of town number two have his schus to be minadi. So the halacha is, if they are minadi him, so he doesn't impose an obligation on the residents of town number one to be naked in a needle, not to stand in his daladamas. So menudel yirei, if the resident of town number one was abusive towards the people of town number one, and then the tzibur of town number one was minadihim, so even the people in town number two, where he's not a resident, are mechuyev to be naked in a needle, not to stand in daladamas. But the a menudel, So that means, in other words, so mimele there is no raya from the Abaye of the Gemara of minude ma'u litash mishamit that the wife of the minude is allowed to stand in his aladames. Maybe the wife of the minude is also stand in aladames, but the Abaye of the Gemara has reference to the case where is minude liracheres. Mimele, all the residents in his own city, so are allowed to stand in Daladames. But the Shaila is about whether the Menude himself is Mutar B'Tash Mishamit. So what we see from this Gemara? We see from this Gemara and from this Ran that, well, we see from many Gemaras in the Leifot that Menude, there are two aloches in respect to Menude. First of all, there are aloches that other people in their relationship with the menude have to fulfill. For example, if somebody is a menude, so all his associates, all his friends, all his neighbors cannot stand in his aladams. That is a deed that is incumbent upon the neighbors of the menude. Then a menude is mechuyev to observe certain aveilas, certain yom aveilas. A minude, so that's that. So the question is, which aveilas? A minude is certainly not allowed to be mitaleach himself. But the question is a minude, if there is an abaye in the Gemara, whether a minude is allowed, is muta b'chitze, is muta b'siche, whether a minude is muta b'tash mishamit. In other words, the aveilas of shleishim are certainly incumbent upon the minude. The question is, the aveilas of shim, like b'chitze, siche, tash mishamito. So that's the abaye in the Gemara. Maybe certain abilities of Shiva are incumbent, certain abilities of Shiva are not incumbent. So there are two aloches of Minude. One deals with the chiyuvim that are incumbent upon the other people, the neighbors, the associates of Minude, not to stand his aldames, and then the chiyuv of abilities that the Minude himself has to realize. Now, so the Ran says that this abaye, we can say that in Nishte is a sort of standing in Adamus. But still, the abaye of the Malkias Mishabito is to be visualized the connection of Minud Lerachares. So the Mele, the Bnei Oyir, Bnei Lirei, are not bound by the dinim of Nidu that are incumbent of Anachir. But the question is, maybe the Minud himself is also Mitash Mishabito because of the Abayas. So what do we see from that? Now, we saw that the Raived holds that chanting is one thing and Nidu is something else. Nidu is something less than chanting. Nidu is something less than chanting. And chante means Nidu plus flow. The Shita Saramba means that every Nidu includes flow. Includes flow. But even if we say that every Nidu includes Chlore, so Ligabe the case of Minude, Liira Heres in Minude Liire, that kind of Nidu is a special type of Nidu, because this is not a Nidu for the Maisavere, because if the Nidu, Liira Heres, would be based upon the Maisavere, true there is an Avere, Leilom Tehim is a Tzibraleim, but he's not Chayim Nidu because he violated the Avere of not fulfilling the mitzvah of giving Kovet to Tzibur. Because if the Nidu would be based upon the Maisavere, so there wouldn't be any difference between the people in that town or the people in another town. So, in other words, so the Nidu of Minud Liracheres in Minud Lire is like the Nidu of Hazmon Elidin. So that Ibn Abaya, who said that Nidu, that a Besni cannot be matter the Nidu within Shleishiyei Abaye, so he's made that if he was misnadded because of Momein, because he did not comply with the Psak Bezin, or he did not appear to Bezin when Bezin summoned him for a Din Torah, so then Bezin can be matter immediately without the expiration of 30 days. Why? Because that Nidu is a kriya, is a schus. That Bezin, it's really not this. The schus of Bezin, it's the schus of the other Baldin. Let's say, if Bezin rendered a judgment that Shimon is hired to pay, let's say, $1,000 to Reuven, and he doesn't pay, so Reuven has the schus that Bezin should force Shimon to pay by being Minade Shimon. That is a means of kviyah. So that's not based upon the Avere, it's a means of kviyah. So the aloche of Minud Lacheres in Minud Lirei is that means that it's not based upon the Maisavere, it's chus of the Bnei Oir who were abused by him to enforce respect to the whole Bnei Oir. So Memele, that is only involved the element of Rihu. Now, according to the Raived, so there can be Nidu without Averis, and there can be Nidu with Shamte, with Flor. So in other words, what's the difference between a Nidu without Shamte and a Nidu with Shamte? Now, we see from the Gemara that the Minude is Mechuyev Averis. He's also the Midaleach, he's also the Nilsa Sandal, there is an Abaye whether he's Muta B'tach Mishamito, there is an Abaye whether he's Muta B'siche. So a Minude has a Dinovu. A Minude has a Dinovu. Now, the Haleishem Ovu of a Minude does not emanate from the fact of Richuk. Does not emanate from the fact of Richuk that he is isolated from the community. The fact that the people are not allowed to stand in Zaled Ames, that doesn't impose upon him a Shemov. The reason as to why a Minude has a Shemov is because according to the Rambam, so every Nidui includes the element of Shamte, According to the Raivet, there could be nidu without chamte, but there could be nidu with chamte. And usually when the Gemara talks of nidu, the Gemara uses the lotion chamte. So usually nidu is coupled with chamte. It could be uncoupled with chamte, but usually it is coupled with chamte. So according to the Raivet, that is two separate things. So the Chaleitz di novo of a nude emanates from the element of shamte that nidu includes. And the same thing is true even according to the Rambam. According to the Raivet, so they do not go together. They do not necessarily go together. According to the Rambam, so it goes together. It goes together. But there are two elements in nidu, according to the Rambam. There is an element of hachoke, and the nisea, or incumbent upon others, to not to stand in his daladames, emanates from the lichuk element, the isolation element of nidu. And then there is another element in nidu, chloe, the chamte. So, according to the Raivet, they could be separated. According to the Rambam, they're not separated. They are always together, the richuk element and the chloe element. But the chaleishe mogul of a minude is grounded in the chloe element. Why is a minude noble? Not because people cannot stand in the Adames, that does not give him a shem noble, because he is biklole, he is in a state of klole, so that gives him a shem noble, because he is in a state of klole, so the mele it gives him a shem noble. So even the Rambam, who says that the two elements always go together, hachoke and klole, so that's only when the nidu is based upon the ma'is aveir. The nidu is based upon the ma'is aveir. Masheinkin, the nidu is a schus, like minude li'acheres and minude li'irei. So then, it's only a schus that the bnei oir have to enforce respect for themselves. And then, minude li'talmid and minude li'rav. So Rashi says, "Be it gotten minude le Talmid and minude le Rav, where the Talmid was minadihim not l'shem shamay." Now that doesn't mean that the Talmid chochem. Talmid means the Talmid chochem. So minude, if the Talmid chochem was minade a certain Jew, because that Jew was mivazehim, so then the Rebbe of the Talmid is not mechuyev to observe the dinim nidu, to be malchit from him. But those who are not as great as the Talmud Chochem are mechuyev to be malchit on him. Now, what kind of a din is it? Either he is a minude or he's not a minude. So Rashi says that this has reference to a case where the Talmud Chochem was not a certain person who was mevazim shaloi l'shem shamayim. Now, today, when somebody is doing something for his own covet, so he's likely to say that it's l'shem shamayim. But Rashi says that minude l'talmid and minude l'rav has reference to the case where the Talmud Chochem was minade shaloi l'shem shamayim. What does it mean, shaloi l'shem shamayim? Now, so why is the nidu have effect? The answer is, there is one aloche that if somebody is mivaze Talmud Chochem, so it's chayiv nidu for the ma'is aveir. Whether it's because of the Chochem or it's because of Migdal Milse, he is chayev nidu for the Ma'is Aveir. So then the halacha is that if somebody is minade, someone that is chayev nidu, but shaloi l'shem shamayim, then the nidu is not chal. The nidu is not chal. Let's say hamachshel is a iver, makib miyagodo. So he's chayev nidu. So amsel the Rebbe. So she was minad l'shem shamayim, so the nidu is chal. So the chachomim were not resolved in her nidu for 23 years because she was minad l'shem shamayim. But suppose someone is minad a person who is chayev nidu but shaloi l'shem shamayim, the Yerushalmi says that the nidu is not chal. Now, so the Yerushalmi itself explains how do we know whether it's l'shem shamayim or it's not l'shem shamayim? So the answer is this: if let's say two people committed the same aveira. Let's say Reuben and Shimon were both maskashim shemayim latoreh.
And the certain Rov, Ruvain, he was Minari. Shimon was not Minari. Why Ruvain? Yes, because Ruvain is a poor man. Shimon is a millionaire. So he wasn't Minari. They are both hired. So the aloha is that the Nido that he was Minari, Ruvain is not Chayav. Because he was Minari, so he was a mind. Even though he's hired. But by Mivadita with Kochem, besides the Chayav Nido, on the basis of the Avere of Mivadita with Kochem, of Varish and Bodo and so on, so there is another halacha, is chus, that is how the Kochem has to enforce respect for itself. So that's the relationship of the mind. So Mimele, Mitzadis chus, even though, let's say, a certain person was Mivadita with Kochem, and he was Mivadita other Talmud Chacham. Now one Talmud Chacham, who was Mivadita by that person, who was Minadita the Mivadita. But he wasn't Mivadita. He was not Mivadze, another person who was Mivadze, another Talmud Chacham. So that's a kind of a situation. The only thing Shemayim, because had it been in Shemayim, so just as he had been Minadita, this person was Mivadze, him with Talmud Chacham, he should be Minadita, another person who was Mivadze, another Talmud Chacham. Not him. So it's the kind of a little thing Shemayim. Still, there is another halacha that the Talmud Chacham is his chus. That his chus is not Mivadze. To enforce respect. So Mimele, he can be Minadu even though he shall only Shim Shamayim. So this is what Rashi says in Meir Kofi. That when do we say, Minude le Talmi de Minude le Rav? So Rashi was bothered by such a kasha. What does Talmud mean? Talmud means the Talmud Kor. So why shouldn't he be Minade Minude le Rav? Why is it different than someone is the Talmud that be Minade the same person because he was made Shim Shamayim Vatola? So then the Rav would also be Mechuyev to be Neidim. The answer is, here we are dealing with a case where the Talmud Chacham was Minadim, the Mivadze, Shomeret Shemayim, because he was affected to enforce respect for him, and that is true. That's not an Avera, even though Shomeret Shemayim is not an Avera, because he always the Talmud Chacham is there. So the Mele, he can be Minadim. He can be Minadim, but it's not for the Maisa Avera. So it's only as a means of fear to enforce respect. So Mimele, so who has to be named in the group? All those who are not in place as Yet Amu Chochem. But the Rebbe or other Talmud Chachomim who are greater than me, or who are as great as me, they are not Mechuyev to be named in the group. But the only thing is that Talmud Chacham will be Minade, the person who was Mivadze him, reading the Mayim. And in other words, and in a similar situation where the same person is Mivadze another Talmud Chacham, he would be equally, and just as hastily, and maybe perhaps more hastily, be Minade him, so then he's Minude on the basis of the Maisa Avera. So then everybody is Mechuyev to be Minade.
So in other words, so we see that there is a nidu on the basis of the Maisa Avera, and there is a nidu not on the basis of the Maisa Avera, but a nidu as a means of clear. So when is the element of klole? That is only when it's for the Maisa Avera. But where the nidu is a schus, whether it's a schus of Talmud Chacham to enforce kovet der cheretz for him, or it is who's by a tzibur of a city to enforce respect for the tzibur. So then it only involves the element of richuk, but it doesn't involve the element of klole. Even if we can say it, even according to the Rambam. The Rambam, you see, the shita of the Raivad is that even when someone is chayav nidu for a certain ma'is avere, so it does not mean that it has to include the element of shamte as well. The shita of the Rambam is no, that if the nidu is based upon a ma'isa avere, so then we don't separate the element of klole from the element of richud. According to the Rambam, mashein came where the nidu is just as a means of kviyeh,